To strike the right balance between ends and means is both difficult and important. If you are concerned to emphasize means, you may point out that the difference between a civilized man and a savage, between an adult and a child, between a man and an animal, consists largely in a difference as to the weight attached to ends and means in conduct. A civilized man ensures his life. A savage does not. An adult brushes his teeth to prevent decay. A child does not, except under compulsion. Men labor in the fields to provide food for the winter. Animals do not. Forethought, which involves doing unpleasant things now for the sake of pleasant things in the future, is one of the most essential marks of mental development. Since forethought is difficult and requires control of impulse, moralists stress its necessity and lay more stress on the virtue of present sacrifice than on the pleasantness of the subsequent reward. You must do right because it is right, and not because it is the way to get to heaven. You must save money because all sensible people do, and not because you may ultimately secure an income that will enable you to enjoy life, and so on. But the man who wishes to emphasize ends rather than means may advance contrary arguments with equal truth. It is pathetic to see an elderly rich businessman who from work and worry in youth has become dyspeptic so that he can eat only dry toast and drink only water while his careless guests enjoy the feast he has provided. The joys of wealth, which he had anticipated throughout long laborious years, escape him, and his only pleasure is the use of financial power to compel his sons to submit in their turn to a similar futile slavery. Misers, whose absorption in means is a kind of sickness, are generally recognized to be unwise, but minor forms of the same malady are apt to receive undeserved praise. Without some consciousness of ends, life becomes dismal and colorless. Ultimately, the need for excitement too often finds a worse outlet than it would otherwise have done, in war or cruelty or intrigue or some other destructive activity.